The Swedish Academy today awarded the 2007 Nobel Prize in Literature to 87-year-old British writer Doris Lessing. The Academy called Lessing an epicist of the female experience, who with skepticism, fire, and visionary power has subjected a divided civilization to scrutiny. Director of InsideCatholic.com and the Morley Institute for Church and Culture, Dale Hudson, says both Lessing and her literary legacy are complex and nuanced.
Doris Lessing, I think, is a writer who's sort of been there and come back, or even been there and done that. She would reject any kind of political correctness in literature and the arts. She has compared political correctness with her experience as a communist back in the 50s, which she now has repudiated. She sees both political correctness and communism as a kind of attempt to control thought and control dissent and keep dialogue over important issues of our culture and our humanity as ever being discussed. In fact, she said recently in an interview that, "I'm always astounded at the way we automatically look at what divides and separates us. We never look at what people have in common. If you see it, black and white people, both sides look to see the differences. They don't look at what they have together, men and women, and old and young, and so on. And this is a disease of the mind, the way I see it, because in actual fact, men and women have much more in common than they are separated." Now, that quote is not from someone who is an ideologically committed feminist. I think Doris Lessing is a worthy recipient of the Nobel Prize. I think she has an extremely independent mind. I think she has really become a mouthpiece for the human condition.